Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
reading from the Revelation to John. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and on his account all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Summon Jesus and ask him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from him." Pilate answered him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You said that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's be seated. Do you all remember, as little children, going on road trips with your parents? Do you remember asking that question that drove our parents crazy? My brother and I used to divide the back seat and make a line down the middle, and if anybody put a finger or toe over the line, we would fight. And we would ask over and over again, "How much longer?" Later in life, as a parent, I realized that this is a difficult question to answer. When a four-year-old asks you how much longer, and it's going to be 5 hours and 45 minutes, even if you told them, they wouldn't understand. One of my friends who has a four-year-old girl came up with one answer that I like. She loves The Little Mermaid. So he told her it was like four little mermaids and a half of one. That caused her to ponder, at least, and so she received the answer, even though I don't think she really understood it. Years ago, my husband and I used to take care of a little boy named Damage, whose mom was trying to raise him and working in a grocery store. So we decided we would take him on vacation to Colorado from Kansas, and we were going to drive. It was 10 hours, and Damage was a pretty active guy who had never sat still for that long. We pulled out of the driveway, went down the neighborhood a bit, turned the corner, and Damage said, "Are we almost there?" How much longer? Today is the last Sunday of the Christian year, and it's called Christ the King Sunday. Today, the book of Revelation tells us that our world as we know it will one day come to an end. And the way that you'll know as Christians that it comes to an end is you will see Christ. The book of Revelation says that Christ will come again riding on the clouds. We'll be able to see him coming. And what we need to ask ourselves is this: what will be our reaction to the King coming? Will you want to run and hide? If you want to run and hide, you better figure out why, right? Or would you say, wait, time out. I need to do something before you come. Can you put a pause on it, Christ? If you are someone who would want Christ to wait because you had something to do before he arrived, figure out what that is and do it now. The idea is that Christ will come as a king to rule us in peace. But the problem is that Americans don't want a king, do we? That didn't work before. We like to elect our own government. When we think of monarchy, most of us picture the British monarchy that's kind of like a soap opera and fairly irrelevant. We don't want a dictator. We want to be free. But what we forget is that back in the biblical times, there was this vision of a king, of someone who would come and lead us into perfect freedom. It's hard for us to imagine it today, but someone who could come and fix all of the brokenness that surrounds us. Because try as we might, you and I, we live in a broken world, don't we? It is beautiful here, very beautiful, but it is so broken. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by the brokenness that surrounds us here. This week, the cathedral hosted 3 homeless families. And I got to get to know them a little bit. And their stories amazed me. They were not drug addicts or people who had done stupid things. They were 3 single moms. One of them, Thelma, has worked at McDonald's since 1998. But in the past 2 years, they cut her back from full time to 36 hours a week. She has 4 children, and her rent went up. And even though she was working as much as she could no longer afford the apartment. She has trouble with her legs, and she has to stand all that time. But she's held on to her job. And her son is 13 years old, so if they went to a homeless shelter, he would be separated from her and put in the men's section by himself. So they came to us. Another mom, Meredith, was living in North Carolina doing okay. But her oldest son was 20 years old when he was shot and killed. And it sent her into such a spiral of grief that she lost her job. She and her other 4 children moved down here to Jacksonville, and she has a job at Citibank, but again, it's not enough. And she couldn't make the rent. Oh, and the third mom, she's taking classes to become a nurse's assistant. And her son, who's 14, he says the most beautiful prayers. The world is so broken that mothers who are trying to care for their children can't find a place to live. And this weekend, I blessed a little baby in the hospital. I talked to his parents, and they said that I could tell you about him so that you could pray for him. His name is PJ. PJ's mom was addicted to drugs when she got pregnant. She tried to get clean, and the doctors put her on methadone. So she's been on methadone all through the pregnancy. PJ looks beautiful. He's 9 pounds and just has the most cherubic face. But when I held him to bless him, his hands go like this, they shake. Withdrawal from methadone causes physical pain. So PJ was born into the world in pain already. And he's shaking from withdrawal. And he was just born. Sometimes I get overwhelmed by the brokenness, and I say to God, how much longer? When are you going to come? We need your help here. My friends and I, my church, we're doing everything we can, but the world is so broken. and it feels like we're just helping the tip of the iceberg. How much longer until you come? And just like my friend who couldn't explain to his little girl, or how I couldn't explain to Damage what 10 hours would be like, God can't explain to me. I wouldn't even begin to fathom the answer. So I wait. We wait. Together. And we try to piece together some of the brokenness. In 1989, in Armenia, there was an earthquake. I don't know if some of you remember reading about it. It was catastrophic. It lasted 4 minutes, and 30,000 people died. Months later, a story came out in the newspaper about a man who survived the tremors of the earth. And when he realized that he was okay, he began running to his son's school. His son was in grammar school. His son's name was Armand. Armand's dad had promised him that if anything should happen to him, that he should wait for his dad. "I will come and I will save you. So if anything bad happens, you wait for me, Armand. You promise me, okay?" Armand had promised his dad. And so as his father ran as fast as he could to the school, all he could remember and think about was his promise to his son. When he got to the grammar school, the building had collapsed. Parents were gathering and they were weeping and screaming. But Armand's father didn't cry. He closed his eyes and he pictured the layout of the school and tried to calculate about where his son's classroom was. And then he walked there and began to dig with his bare hands. The parents told him it was hopeless, that he was wasting his time. He kept on digging. An hour, 4 hours, 8 hours, 12 hours, and his hands were bleeding and chapped, and he kept on digging. 18, 20, 24 hours, 30 hours. After 38 hours, he heard a voice. And he started yelling, "Armand, Armand, it's your daddy." "Daddy?" he heard the voice. "I've got my two friends here. I told them you would come, that you promised me that we were supposed to wait. Daddy, I'm right here." I think that's what it's like for us as we wait for the King. We know that he's going to come and he's going to dig us out of this mess, and he's going to fix everything that we can't fix and heal the broken. And we'll have peace, the peace we yearn for, that is beyond our understanding. But we have to wait. And so, like little children, we say, "How much longer? Father, how much longer? Until you come again." Amen.
Let us stand and reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
the only Son of God,
eternally begotten of the Father,
God from God,
light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for all those who are sick, lonely, hungry, or in pain. Comfort them and give them strength. I invite you to speak their names.
For the three families that were here this week, Thelma, Meredith, Tammy, and their children.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless this cathedral that we may serve you here in the heart of downtown Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Watch over this city, that there may be an end to poverty and homelessness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bring peace to our broken world, that there may be greater understanding among races and peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us to care for the earth as your creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who have been affected by Hurricane Sandy along the Atlantic coast, and for those who are suffering from the aftermath of the earthquake in Guatemala. May they find comfort as they rebuild their homes and their lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to bless all who have died and comfort those who mourn for them. I invite you to speak their names. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us give thanks to God for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty. Even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we will send you our e-newsletter. We're so glad you're here. We also have some tours that lead from the back of the church after the service. As I mentioned, today is Christ the King Sunday, the last Sunday of the Christian year, and next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. Can you believe it? The 4 weeks before Christmas. For years, the cathedral has done two special evensongs on the final Sunday of the Christian year and the first Sunday of the Christian year. This evening at 5 o'clock is our St. Andrew's Day evensong. So if you would like to hear some beautiful Anglican music, come at 5 o'clock tonight. If you can bring a plate of refreshments for the reception tonight, that would be wonderful. Next Saturday, the 1st of December at 7 o'clock, there is a Jacksonville Masterworks Chorale concert here at the church. And then Sunday at 5 is our Advent procession, which is another beautiful, beautiful evensong. Next Sunday, being the first Sunday of Advent, we don't have Sunday school. What we have is a wonderful Advent fair with lots of activities. You'll be invited to make an Advent wreath with the candles, you know, the four candles. You light one for each week as we wait for the light of Christ to come into the world. And you can make crafts and cookies. There's going to be an alternative gift market. Our bookstore will be open with lots of wonderful things. So please come next Sunday and enjoy all of that. And we had a miracle that happened here at the cathedral. Because we were housing these homeless families, we decided to host a Thanksgiving dinner because we needed to feed them. So I said, I'll be here, and Teresa said she'd be here. And I invited anyone who didn't have family or was lonely to come. 100 people came. And we had a wonderful time. And everyone said, we need to do this every year. So I think we've just started a tradition. And I'm giving thanks for the beautiful Thanksgiving meal that we had together. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Thank you.
let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For you, O God, are the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was and is to come. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our King, who loved us and freed us from sin, you have brought us near to you and have made us to be a kingdom of priests to serve you in glory forever. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly country, where with St. John and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God to the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. join me in sending forth our Eucharistic visitor. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts with those to whom you go. May share with us the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you. Gladness and singleness of heart. Christ our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to keep you, before you to lead you, beside you to guard you, and above you to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.